In October 2001, he managed to get a meeting with John Doerr from the big Silicon Valley venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins.
How much do you think I need to come up with the next big thing?
Oh, that's my job, to find entrepreneurs who are going to change the world and then help them.
John Doerr has certainly changed our world. He's the one who discovered and funded Netscape, Amazon, and Google. When he listened to KR, the idea seemed just as transformative. Efficient, inexpensive, clean energy out of a box.
But Google, 25 million. Mm-hmm. This man said how much money?
At the time, he said over $100 million.
Didn't smoke start coming out of your ears? And no?
No.
That was okay?
That was okay.
So nothing he said scared you?
Oh, I wasn't at all sure it could be done.
But there was a selling point. Clean energy was an emerging market worth gazillions.
I like to say that the new energy technologies could be the largest economic opportunity of the 21st century.
Was this your very first clean
energy investment?
Yeah.
This was the very first.
Many followed, and the clean tech revolution in Silicon Valley was off and running, with startups that produce thin, flexible solar panels, harness wind with giant balloons, or develop new fuels from algae. But Bloom is among the most expensive.
I heard actually so far, not just from Kleiner Perkins, but total $400 million.
You're in the ballpark.
With that kind of money comes a lot of buzz.
In Silicon Valley, every time a company raises over $100 million and they haven't come out with a product yet, everybody starts getting the heebie-jeebies.